A huge win for your Houston Rockets against the Memphis Grizzlies, the formerly number two seed Memphis Grizzlies. The Rockets' big three in full effect in this game. Jalen Green carving it up in the mid-range, everything we've wanted to see out of him, as well as making his presence felt in the rebounding and playmaking department. Kevin Porter Jr. lighting it up for 19 points in the third quarter on his way to 29 in the game, and Christian Wood with possibly his best game of his career as a Houston Rocket, really dominating the basketball on both sides of the floor. And hey, Alperen Şengün had Jaren Jackson Jr. in absolute hell. We're going to break it all down for you right here at Locked On Rockets.
This is Mission Control, Houston.
Ignition sequence start.
With the second pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Houston Rockets select Jalen Green.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep getting better every day. I'm going to keep perfecting my craft. And every time I step on that floor, I'm coming.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up and welcome to another episode of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, I'm your host, Jackson Gatlin, native Houstonian and also host of Locked On NBA Mondays. Be sure to follow along on Twitter at JT Gatlin and the show, of course, at Locked On Rockets. Now, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has covered the season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. What a win by the Houston Rockets. The losing streak is gone. It is no longer in existence. And what a way to snap the losing streak. Such an impressive win against a damn good Memphis Grizzlies basketball team. Yes, the Grizzlies were on the second night of a back-to-back. I understand that. This was still an impressive win by this Houston Rockets basketball team. Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., Christian Wood, the Rockets' big three, their best three players, all having very impressive nights across the board. Really, this is one of the few times we've seen all three of them thrive and flourish in tandem with one another. And we kind of get a taste of what this Rockets team can realistically look like when all three of those guys are, you know, playing well with each other in a given game, right? Because we've seen, you know, games where, oh, Jalen has a good game, or Jalen and Scoot both have a good game. And, you know, we've seen individual games where Christian Wood gets his numbers, but one of the other two guys struggled, or they both struggle, right? It really felt like the first time where we saw all three of them have really strong performances all in one game together. And the result was an impressive win, 123-112 over the Memphis Grizzlies. And to me, well, first off, I should say we do have a very important guest joining us on today's episode because he couldn't make it last week, and that is Kevin Porter Jr.'s bobblehead from KPJ Bobblehead Night. Unfortunately, because I didn't get to do the Thursday, Friday shows last week dealing with some health issues, I'm good now. We're back on track, but didn't get to have KPJ's bobblehead join us last week. So for all the YouTube viewers, KPJ's bobblehead is joining us. He is right there, and it is awesome. So with that, you know, this game to me was a great sign that this Rockets big three can you know, thrive and flourish together. And the thing that really stood out to me was I looked up probably about midway through the third quarter. And one of the things that I've harped on a lot, and that I feel like a lot of Rockets fans have been frustrated with this season, is the, you know, hierarchy, right? The fact that there's not a clearly defined pecking order for this Rockets team. This box score is exactly what I think Rockets fans have wanted and what I've personally wanted to see for a very long time with this team. Let's just kind of look down and take a look at how the shot distribution was spread out for this Houston Rockets team. Jae'Sean Tate had 6 shot attempts. Eric Gordon had 10. Christian Wood finished with 12 attempts. Jalen Green finished with 17 attempts, and Kevin Porter Jr. finished with 21 shot attempts. Nobody on the bench outshot any of the starters, which is rare form because sometimes you'll see, you know, Garrison Matthews or like KJ Martin get more shot attempts than one of the starters for whatever reason. It really did feel like this was the best version of what we want to see out of this Rockets team as far as just distributing and sharing the basketball and having kind of a true, you know, hierarchy in the offensive scheme as far as who's going to get their shots, who's going to get their reps. We saw Christian Wood after the Denver Nuggets game talking about Jaylen being more aggressive, demanding the basketball more, getting after his shots more. And that's exactly what we continued to see in this game. I'm honestly torn here a little bit between, you know, who should be the Rockets player of the game in this one. Let me know in the YouTube comments, because I'm very curious to see what direction you want to go. I'm personally going to have to lean with Kevin Porter Jr. I do think that Jalen Green had a phenomenal game, absolutely. But I think that KPJ's explosive 19 points in the third quarter is what ultimately sealed this game, or kind of pushed the Rockets out ahead, kept them alive, dug them back down out of the, you know, 10 point halftime deficit that they had. And we'll get into a bit of the, you know, adjustments that the Rockets made and stuff in segment two, some of the game flow and the action. But that is kind of, to me, my biggest takeaway is just this Rockets trio. We got to see them all shine together. And it was because they were playing for one another, and it's because they were playing in what felt like a proper hierarchy with KPJ and Jalen Green spearheading the attack, leading the way, Christian Wood doing his job as a two-way big, making his presence felt on both sides of the floor. Because it wasn't just Christian Wood putting up and getting his numbers offensively. Christian Wood was actively rebounding the basketball. He was making good defensive reads. He was making Steven Adams feel his he was boxing out and outworking Steven Adams for rebounds. Steven Adams, one of the best rebounders, one of the best bigs in the NBA, or, you know, at least most frustrating bigs when it comes to, you know, boxing out in the paint and closing out possessions and all of that. So I think that when you look at this game, it really is kind of a glimpse as to what the future could potentially hold. And it's games like this where I come away and I think, man, like, Christian Wood is so, so talented. And I would still very much like to see what a future with C. Wood and with this backcourt of KPJ and Jalen Green could potentially look like, because this is that glimpse into how good this trio of players can be. And as far as, you know, the fit with Alp, what have you, I mean, we saw Christian Wood share the floor with Alp in this game. In fact, Steven Silas opted to sub in Alp relatively early in this one to kind of counter the size of the Memphis Grizzlies, even though he didn't start with Alp, but made the adjustment pretty quick off the bench. So maybe Christian Wood isn't here for the long haul, right? Maybe he is, right? It's these kinds of games that give you that glimmer of hope, that idea that, okay, if Christian Wood can be bought in like this, if he can be motivated and committed to doing the little stuff that needs to be done to win games, to, you know, the extra effort stuff, the 50-50 plays, all of that, just, you know, trying a little bit harder on a nightly basis rather than just going after his numbers, this is the Christian Wood that looks like he's worth some serious money at the end of this current contract. This is the type of Christian Wood that I walk away thinking, you know what? Yeah, I could buy into him being here for the long haul with this Rockets team, because for the most part, you know, 26 years old, he's not, you know, an old player by any stretch of the imagination. Christian Wood could very much still be a part of the long-term future for this Houston Rockets team. And big takeaway here, Rockets have 6 games now played post All-Star break. They're up to 10th in defensive rating post All-Star break. There's a lot of heavy lifting being done by that Clippers game. However, this is a Rockets team that definitely looks night and day better defensively than they did to start this season. And at the heart of that is Christian Wood is the anchor for this Rockets defense. His job as the communicator, as the anchor, as the backline defensive help, all of that. And if he can be this version of Christian Wood, the version of Christian Wood we saw during the Rockets win streak last season when we thought they might have a chance to make the playoffs, then this is a version of Christian Wood that I can get behind. But I want to dive into the game flow a little bit. I want to talk a little bit more about Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr., their games in this one. some, again, impressive performances all across the board. We're going to get into those after a quick message from our friends over at Built Bar. Because look, when it comes to protein bars, you have to check out Built Bar. They are the number one protein bar on the market. So many amazing flavors to choose from. Strawberry, cookies and cream, raspberry, peanut butter brownie. I mean, so many great options. Coconut brownie chunk is my personal favorite. That's the GOAT Built Bar option. Every bar is covered in 100% delicious chocolate. They're all low-cal, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Amazing if you're on a keto diet. Amazing if you're trying to cut back a little bit, lose a little bit of weight. Maybe you're trying to stick true to those New Year's resolutions. Hey, if you're sticking with those and it's still March, like, kudos to you. You can check them out. Just go to built.com. Use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your very next order of the best tasting protein bars on the market. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. And continuing on here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, appreciate you for making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day. For your next listen, be sure to check out the Locked On Now podcast, nightly recaps of every NBA game with analysis from our local experts, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Now, as far as this game goes, right, this was kind of a first half where you're thinking, okay, like, yeah, the Grizzlies are one of the better teams in the league. Ja Morant is Ja Morant. Steven Adams is going to go for like 30 and 15, which, hey, he finished, you know, 23 and 12, not far from it, to go along with five assists as well. Steven Adams was absolutely putting in work in this game. So that much as far as, you know, predictions go, coming into this one, I had that one, you know, nailed on the head. I mean, Adams at one point, you know, you looked up 6 minutes into the first quarter, Steven Adams had 8 points and four rebounds. He was on pace for, what's the math on that? It was like 64 and 24 or something absurd. That didn't actually come to fruition because the Rockets stepped it up in the second half and started, you know, really actively sealing the Grizzlies out of the paint, rebounding by committee. Again, talked about Jalen Green and his 8 rebounds, making his presence felt on the boards, really active on the glass for Jalen Green, something you love to see him impacting the game in ways other than his scoring. But the Rockets early on in this one, they were struggling with some turnovers, right? And Steven Silas also noticed that the Grizzlies' size was really bothering the Rockets. So he went with an early substitution and brought in Alperen Şengün much earlier than usual, right? Checked in at like the 5-ish minute mark of the first quarter. And Alperen Şengün had Jaren Jackson Jr. in absolute hell. Triple J could not guard Alpi to save his life. Now, I will say Steven Adams did find a little bit more success guarding Alperen Şengün in this game when he was matched up with Alpi, but it seemingly every time Triple J was guarding Alpi, Alpi walked away getting free throws or Triple J picked up a foul or something. He had 3 fouls and had to sit early. Then he picked up his 5th foul. I mean, it was really impressive to see Alperen Şengün cause so much havoc for Jaren Jackson Jr. to the point where he had to sit for extended stretches in this game. He finished with just 13 minutes. And he's one of the Grizzlies' best players. It was actually kind of hilarious. But the adjustment from Steven Silas to get Alpi into the game earlier, well, I think it would have been nice to see Alpi and Wood start in tandem to counter the size of Steven Adams and Jaren Jackson Jr. Ultimately, Steven Silas didn't opt to go that route, keeping his traditional starting five that we've, you know, become so accustomed to this season. He did make the quick adjustment. And not only that, the Rockets kind of responded to that. And Alpi being out there, his presence felt, you know, Alpi did work in this game as far as his production off the bench. I mean, he didn't have one of those games where you look at it and you're like, yeah, Alpi, you know, put in a bunch of work offensively. He drew a lot of fouls, though, and he was creating at a high level for his teammates. He finished with 6 points, just the one rebound. So, you know, you'd like to see Alpi be a little bit more active on the glass, but he was actively boxing out. So even though he wasn't the one walking away with the rebounds, Alpi is always putting in work and like securing box outs and creating rebound opportunities for his teammates. He had the 4 assists. He had a couple beautiful dimes in this game. He had the one like baseline wraparound to KJ Martin where he was kind of like falling out of bounds with the Grizzlies double team, like in his face. And he hit KJ kind of in the dunker spot on the opposite side of the floor. And then he had the other one to Josh Christopher, which was just a beautiful, another kind of wraparound bounce pass where Josh Christopher was rolling around and kind of, it was kind of like a, you know, a handoff set. And Jacob kind of rolled around Şengün, got to the rim. His man was behind him and Şengün just bounced it right to him. And I mean, Josh Christopher elevated and yammed at home. Some really nice passing from Alperen Şengün. You know, no surprises there. It's stuff we've become accustomed to seeing on a nightly basis from him. But overall, the big turning of the tide in this game was the way that the Rockets came out in the second half of this game. And Steven Silas spoke post-game just about, you know, kind of what he thought ultimately led to this win, you know, for the Houston Rockets.
Grit, desperation a little bit, togetherness, and just a collective will to win. We were tired of losing, and it showed in our performance, not just at the end of the game, but even like first half, we were okay and we hung in, and there were times where it looked like we were just kind of in the game, but not really in the game. And came out in the second half and we just played so good. I mean, Christian Wood was, this is the best game I've ever seen him play. And I was with him in Charlotte and obviously with him for 2 years here. And he was so good as far as like, it wasn't even his scoring. He had 20 in the first half, but it was like driving kicks that he was making. It was defensive plays that he was making. It was fighting Steven Adams that was so hard. And he did all of it. And the other guys fed off of him. So one of the main reasons we won that game was Christian. But obviously Scoot and Jalen made huge plays as well. And our defense in the second half was immensely better than it was in the first half. My message to the group at halftime was we have to take care of the turnovers and we have to take care of the paint. And we did that in the second half. We only had 3 turnovers in the second half. And I believe they were 13 for 23. Yeah, they were 23 for 33 in the first half and 13 for 33 in the second half in the paint.
The Rockets made the adjustments at halftime and they came out and they absolutely stormed the Grizzlies in that third quarter. Again, maybe, you know, the second night of the back-to-back was weighing on the Grizzlies, but the Rockets had a 40-30 third quarter, 33 of those 40 points coming from one of the big three, one of, you know, any of the big three for the Rockets, Seawood, Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., but then again, 19 of those Rockets, 40 points coming from Kevin Porter Jr., which with KPJ, he finished the first quarter with 7 points, 3 assists, and then didn't score a lick in the second quarter, and then walked out and was just explosive in the third quarter. He spoke postgame about the fact that his teammates were in his ear at halftime saying, you need to be aggressive. You're passing up on shots. You're being too passive, all of that. And when KPJ is aggressive, when he's looking to get his own shot as well as create for his teammates, that is when he is at his most lethal and at his best. And that's exactly what we saw take place in this game in that third quarter with him kind of carrying the scoring load, which we know that he's capable of doing. And so it was a great sign to see that take place. This feels like it was the best game from Kevin Porter Jr. since returning from his ankle injury. It kind of felt like we got the old, you know, I don't want to say vintage KPJ back, but that's kind of exactly what it felt like in this one. And again, the Rockets made those adjustments at halftime. They cut down on the turnovers. They were guarding the Grizzlies and really guarding the paint as a whole so well. I mean, whether it was Christian Wood contesting on drives, Alperen Şengün contesting on drives, guys collapsing in the paint. I mean, so many collective efforts by this Rockets team, you know, defensively to make things happen. I think, you know, favorite highlight, right? One of the best highlights from this game was he forced the turnover on, I believe it was Desmond Bane. Gary Bird gets the ball, launches it ahead to Eric Gordon. EG catches it and immediately rifles it across the court to Josh Christopher, who's like streaking towards the basket. And then Jacob gets like the breakaway slam in transition, lands down, and he goes like celebrating the dunk. I mean, Memphis immediately calls timeout. And Jacob's like celebrating the dunk. He's like skipping away from the basket, so cheery. And he meets Alp at midcourt, double high fives. And that, like, that moment was just everything. Like, those two are so wholesome in their friendship, in their brotherhood, all of that. It was such a great sight to see. easily one of the best highlights from this game, but they did this with defense. And again, the Rockets have been the 10th best defense in the NBA since the All-Star break. It's a small sample, but I think it's growing. And I think we're starting to see the progress being made on that end of the basketball floor. And if this team can keep it up, there's enough offensive tools that they're going to get that figured out. There's hope, right? If they can have a defensive type of identity, and if they can build on this in the tail end of the season, sky's the limit for this core of guys next season. And that's what I want to talk about. I do want to touch on Jalen Green just a little bit here in the final segment, as well as kind of looking towards the future for this Rockets team and a message from Steven Silas that he shared post-game about what this Rockets team can ultimately become and how they can get there. But first, a quick message from our friends over at Bet Online, because hey, football might be over this season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props to where the next fired coach is going to land, betonline.net is your number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Bet Online remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. And hey, it's not just basketball. Bet Online is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds, right to the Olympic coverage and information. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action available to you. Bet Online, where the game starts. And final segment here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, appreciate you for making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day. For your second listen, be sure to check out Locked On NBA. Locked On experts covering the biggest stories around the NBA every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. Hey, I host the Locked On NBA Monday show. Do me a favor, be sure to check it out wherever you get your podcast, wherever you listen to this podcast, as well as also available on the YouTube channel. Now, for here in the final segment, I do want to talk about Jalen Green here just for a moment, because, I mean, we've been clamoring for Jalen Green to kind of utilize that mid-range a little bit, and he's even spoken about it a little bit, talking about how he, you know, needs to start utilizing the mid-range because of how defenses have been guarding him, and that was, I mean, we saw him, he danced on Brandon Clark and drained the mid-range. He utilized that area, but he was really scoring so effectively in this game. We saw him get the step on Ja Morant twice in this one, which was so impressive, and kind of bodying Morant off too on the way to the rim. He had that one insane three-pointer with 1.2 seconds left on the clock, inbounded baseline, arguably like the hardest three he attempted all night, and he just absolutely just bottoms, just drained it. You know, such an impressive shot from Jalen Green in this one. And just up and down, a lot of impressive moments from all three of those guys, Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., and Christian Wood in this game. But a guy who I do want to highlight here, because he's the guy who does the dirty work. He doesn't ever ask, to be, the spotlight or anything. He just shows up, does his job, makes winning basketball plays. And that's Jayshon Tate. This game was a 1-point game, 108-107, with a little over 5 minutes left to go. And Jayshon Tate had his only two buckets of the game in quick succession to give the Rockets a bit of a cushion leading into Jalen Green's, baseline, three-pointer that he drilled that I just talked about. So Jayshon had a dunk where they got the Grizzlies defense rotating. Jayshon caught the ball on the perimeter. Nobody was in front of him, and he just drove it straight in, dunked it home, made it a 3-point game, 110-107. And then another possession down, Seawood gets blocked by Steven Adams. And who else but Jayshon Tate comes up with the clutch offensive rebound and the putback, 4 straight points. His only 4 points of the game for Jayshon Tate in a much needed, stretch of the game where it felt like things may be tipping, back into the Grizzlies' favor. The Grizzlies are one of the, most clutch teams in the NBA. They pulled out a lot of games this season. So in that moment, it kind of felt like the momentum was shifting towards the Grizzlies, and they were going to take control of the game and finish off the lowly Houston Rockets, keep the losing streak going, all of that. And instead, Jayshon Tate makes a couple winning basketball plays and gives the Rockets just enough of a cushion. Jalen Green hits that big three-pointer off the baseline, gives the Rockets a 116-108 lead. And then very next possession, KPJ comes down, and he scoots right by D'Anthony Melton for an easy two right at the rim, gives the Rockets a 10-point cushion. And that was basically game. And then obviously KPJ, or not KPJ, Jalen Green had his capper against Brandon Clark that I've already mentioned a couple times in this show, because it was, you know, kind of the highlight of the night for Jalen Green, just kind of saucing up Brandon Clark out on the perimeter, had him on skates, and then draining the two right over the top of him. But Jalen's discussed his mid-range game at length, and he brought it up again after this game.
It was the other day, you're working on that mid-range game, and you don't take a lot of middies, and we saw you tonight, you had Brandon Clark that one possession in the game, the step back on the left. Are you getting a bit more confident with the mid-range and kind of working that into the rest of your game?
Yeah, for sure. Just because of how, like I said before, how teams have been playing me, they run me up the three-point line, and they're in drop, so I just have that open lane unless I draw him. Got C Wood or somebody kick out the three. But yeah, I just gotta get more confident because it's always there.
Not only Jalen Green's confidence in the mid-range, but Kevin Porter Jr. obviously had a huge game on the way to his 29 points, the 19 in the third quarter, already mentioned, getting it done in a variety of ways, finishing at the rim, had the three ball falling in this one. At one point, there was that turnover where KPJ was trying to float the ball over the top of his defender, and it turned into a turnover, went down to the other end. Desmond Bane drilled a three when that happened, and you could see KPJ, he was like, that's on me. He immediately got the ball back and just walked it straight up and straight into a three-pointer. Got it right back immediately. Like, KPJ was like, nah, I that was my turnover. That was my bad. I'm getting us that three ball back. And again, just the way that he responded in that third quarter, it was really dominant to see KPJ shoulder that much of the offensive load. And I knew I was going to bump the boxes that I have the KPJ bobblehead sitting on. I was doing so good for the majority of the show and then just barely tapped the boxes. I was going for the mouse. But KPJ, you know, was speaking about just the performances and the future for both him and Jalen Green post game.
Me and Jay want to be the best backcourt. We young, but we feel like, the years to come, that we can be one of the best backcourts in the league. So we definitely take every challenge. And Ja's an amazing player. And he made an all-star, like you said. So, like, I'm going to take that challenge full force. That's my brother, too. So love to compete against him.
And as I alluded to earlier, right, so KPJ, eyes on the future, right, what this backcourt could potentially be for the Houston Rockets moving forward. This, again, a taste of just the success that we've seen. We've seen Jalen and KPJ have some good individual games. We've seen them put together some solid games together. This is probably the best tandem game that we've seen, in conjunction with Christian Wood also having his best game of his career as a Houston Rocket. Or just his game, you know, his career period, right? Not just as a Houston Rocket. And Steven Silas, you know, highlighting what the Rockets are trying to build here and what they're trying to accomplish, and, you know, talked about this post game.
You a lot about individual improvement over the last few weeks or so. What's the value, though, of when you have a game like this where the group shows improvement together?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. It's for you. Those games where there's individual improvement for a couple guys and the rest of the guys are mad, aren't great. But when everybody contributes to a win and feels good leaving the locker room with whatever they did, is important for morale. It's important for us going forward. And it's important just for the organization as a whole, because I believe in this group. And I was telling them before the game that they had the Phoenix-Milwaukee game on, and that was such a high-level game. And I was telling the team, like, we're going to get to these high-level games like this. But both teams, I remember, like, Middleton, when he was young, he wasn't even getting in the games. He was, like, working out 3 hours before games and, you know, getting DMPs and inactive, wearing suits, and just playing in these – huge games now. And both teams, you know, I think Phoenix had a 19 win year and Milwaukee had a 15 win year, and they both grew and they all got older and better, and they became, you know, two of the best teams in the league. So that was one of my messages to the group before the game, is we can get there. It might take us a little while, but we have to stay the course and stay with who we are and what we do well.
Again, eyes to the future for this Rockets team. That's what it's all about. Development, building towards something bigger, because you know nothing big is happening right now. But when we see these types of games where we see the flashes, the glimpses of what these players can be, what their ceiling looks like, what their potential looks like, and to hear Steven Silas kind of talking about that and saying, that's where we can be, that's where we want to get to, it's encouraging. You know, I still think that the players are very incredibly bought in to what Steven Silas is doing. I do think that a big portion of the development and what we've seen out of these guys on an individual level, on a team level, you know, is a direct result of what Steven Silas brings to the table. I know that there's a lot of Rockets fans that, you know, aren't the happiest with Steven Silas and, you know, would like to see him gone. But at the same time, I do think you have to give credit where credit is due. And I do think this team plays hard for him. I think they have learned a lot from him. And I think that as far as the development goes, I'm really excited to see the jump that this team is going to take as a collective unit and as individuals this summer, because development doesn't just happen in the course of a 48-minute game, right? It happens in practice sessions. It happens in film study. It happens in the offseason, all of that. And Steven Silas, I think, does have an eye for development. Just because it doesn't happen exactly how people on Twitter want it to happen doesn't mean it's not happening. And I think that we can look at this game especially and look at just the, all the progress that KPJ has made as a point guard this season, kind of handling the dual role of being a scorer and facilitator, all the progress Jalen Green has made as, you know, a defender, being impactful past his scoring, as well as rolling in more, you know, more versatility to his scoring game. Right? Utilizing that mid-range a little bit more, finishing with confidence around the rim, being more adept at creating his own shot, right? Not shying away after the first move doesn't work, right? Getting to his spots where he's comfortable. Christian Wood being bought in, learning, you know, being the best version of himself and seeing if that can carry through, you know, as we wrap up the season for the Rockets. So a lot to be optimistic about and a lot to be excited for the future of this Houston Rockets team. But that's going to do it for today's episode. If you haven't done so yet, please consider subscribing wherever you listen to your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, brand new Odyssey app, free and available on all platforms. Wait, almost, final plug. I will say there's also, as I was rolling through, I almost forgot as I was plugging everything. There is a, if you're still listening to this point in the episode, then you're like a diehard LOR listener. So shout out to you. I appreciate you. There is a ongoing Twitter poll for the quote unquote king of Rockets Twitter. And if you're on Twitter at all, I don't usually ask for favors, but the poll was, is apparently going to go out at 1 o'clock Central Time. And I somehow made it to the final round against good friend of the show, Bias Houston, Will, who has been on this program before. And so it's the final championship round to see who will be crowned king of Rockets Twitter, apparently. If you would be so inclined to go vote for me, it would be very cool. It would be, you know, I'd appreciate it. It's a silly little competition, but it's been a little fun. It's generated a lot of cool engagement, all of that. So go check it out on Twitter. It's I'll be sure to retweet all the links and all that good stuff. Hosted by the you know, Apollo Houston Rockets account, all of that. So if you would vote for me, I'd appreciate it. You know, this is my terrible campaign speech. But with that, that's the last thing that I want to throw into this episode. With that, check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also, be sure to check out the new Locked On Rockets YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search Locked On Rockets, like, comment, subscribe, all of that. Who was the best player for the Houston Rockets in this game? Was it Jalen Green? Was it Kevin Porter Jr.? Was it Christian Wood? What was your favorite moment from this game? Let me know in the YouTube comments. But as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And we look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.